Hello and welcome to the recipe section. If you sniff the wind these mornings, you can almost smell spring heaving herself over the horizon. But to cheer us up and help us get through the last bitter slap of winter, I thought we'd concentrate on recipes to celebrate Valentine's Day and then Shrove Tuesday at the very end of the month. Pancakes feature in both menus, so we'll start with the basic pancake recipe. For 8 crepes, big enough to stuff or fold, you will need 100 grams or 3.5 ounces of plain flour, a pinch of salt, 2 eggs, 300 ml or half a pint of semi-skimmed milk, a tablespoonful of vegetable oil and some extra oil for frying. And the method. Sift the flour and salt into a bowl and make a well in the centre. Crack in the eggs, add about 3 tablespoons of the milk, and start to whisk the mix, starting from the middle of the bowl and gradually pulling in more of the flour, and then beat it until you have a thick, smooth paste. Add a little more milk, whisking to loosen the batter, and then pour in the rest of the milk in a steady stream, whisking all the while, till you have a smooth batter the consistency of slightly thick single cream. Traditionally, the advice is to rest the batter for 30 minutes to let the flour absorb some of the liquid. I have done everything from cooking the crepes immediately to leaving the batter in a jug in the fridge overnight, and so far no one has noticed the difference. The only important point is to let the batter come up to room temperature before cooking if you've stored it in the fridge. To cook the pancakes, heat a crepe pan or a fairly big non-stick frying pan over a medium heat. Wipe it quickly with a piece of kitchen paper and a very little oil and pour in a ladleful of batter. Swirl it quickly around the pan till it covers the base and cook for 30 minutes or so till the top is set. To flip the pancake, slide a fish slice under and flip it over. No tossing needed. And cook the other side for another 30 minutes. Once cooked, the pancake will slide out easily onto a dinner plate. Cook the rest of the pancakes and stack them up on the plate. And remember to wipe the pan with oil between each one. At this point, there are 3 choices. You can use the crepes immediately in either sweet or savoury recipes. You can wrap them up in a tea towel and use them the next day. Or you can stack them between pieces of baking paper and put them in the freezer for later. Now we move on to fillings, and first we'll go for cheesy garlic mushroom crepes. For 2 filled crepes each for 2 people, you will need 100 grams or 3.5 ounces each of mushrooms, strong cheddar and dry bread. 1 fat clove of garlic or about 1/3 of a teaspoon of garlic puree. This can be bought in a tube in the supermarket and kept in the fridge. And about 4 tablespoons of single cream and some black pepper. You will also need a square, oven-proof dish big enough to take the filled crepes in a single layer and greased with a generous amount of butter or marge. And the method. Fit the blade in a food processor and, starting with the bread, whiz it until it forms crumbs. Transfer these to a bowl and put the mushrooms and the whole garlic clove, if that's what you're using, in the processor and whiz them until they're in small pieces. You will need to use a spatula to scrape the mushroom mix out of the processor and into the bowl with the breadcrumbs. And if you're using the garlic puree, add it now. Then grate the cheese and add it to the bowl. Add a few grinds of black pepper or a hefty pinch of ready ground, and then the cream, and mix well to combine. Use this to fill 4 crepes, rolling them up and folding the ends in to make oblong parcels and stack them in your buttered dish. These will cook in a medium oven in about 20 minutes, either covered with some foil or sprinkled with extra cheese and drizzled with a few tablespoons of extra cream. This makes a lovely veggie supper with a nice green salad and some crusty bread, and it can be prepared in advance, covered and kept in the fridge. If you're producing this for an intimate Valentine's supper, don't worry about the garlic, as you'll both be eating it. And if you're planning a treat for yourself, it won't matter. Next, a lovely salmon pancake recipe. Again, to make 2 filled crepes for 2 people, you will need 3/4 of a pint of milk, 150 ml or 1/4 of a pint of single cream, 25 grams or 1 ounce of butter, and 35 grams or 1.5 ounces of corn flour. nutmeg, 200 grams or 7 ounces of hot smoked salmon, that is, salmon which has been hot smoked rather than salmon which has been heated up, some fresh parsley, chopped, and extra cream to drizzle over before cooking. And the method? Put the milk, cream and corn flour in a saucepan and whisk briskly until smooth. Add the butter and cook over a medium heat until thickened. You need to stir or whisk it while it's cooking. Season it to taste with a little salt, not too much because the salmon is quite salty, some pepper and a good pinch or grating of nutmeg. Scrape it into a bowl, cover it and leave till quite cold. Flake the salmon and fold it into the sauce. Add about 3/4 of your parsley and fold it in. And use this mix to fill your pancakes, folding them as you did for the garlic mushroom ones. Put these side by side in a buttered dish as before. Pour a little cream over and grind over some black pepper. And cook in a medium oven for 20 minutes to half an hour. Sprinkle with the remaining parsley before you serve. And serve these with either a green salad and bread or buttered new potatoes and a green veg. And lastly for our pancake recipes, here is a pudding idea which proved so popular with my other half, he's still here, 14 years later. This is called St. Clement's pancakes with chocolate sauce. And again, for two people, you will need two small or one large banana, the juice and rind of two lemons and two small or one large orange, 75 grams or 3 1/4 ounces of caster sugar, 4 cooked crepes. And for the sauce, you will need 100 grams or 3 1/2 ounces each of cocoa powder and caster sugar and 100 mls or 3 1/2 fluid ounces of cold water. And the method? Put the fruit juices and the sugar and the rind in a small saucepan and heat gently until the sugar has melted and the resulting syrup is bubbling gently. Slice the banana into the syrup, stir it until all the slices are coated, remove it from the heat and set it aside until needed. Next, make the chocolate sauce. Put the cocoa powder, caster sugar and water in another saucepan and stir over a gentle heat till smooth and the sugar has melted. This is a quick sauce for vanilla ice cream as well, and it will keep happily in a tub in the fridge to reheat as needed. In a medium frying pan, put some of the syrup from the banana mix, fold the pancakes in four, add to the pan and pour over the rest of the bananas and syrup. Reheat gently before serving and have a cream jug of the warm chocolate sauce to pour over each serving. Now for the menus. For Valentine's Day, either one of the two stuffed pancakes for a main course and a chocolate pudding. Don't make this course yourself. Major supermarkets offer a wide selection. And finally, some nice quality strawberries dipped in melted dark chocolate and left to set on baking paper. Or a good steak with salad and a small baked potato, followed by the St. Clement's pancakes and the chocolate strawberries, of course. And for Shrove Tuesday, either pancake recipe followed by a fresh fruit salad or a frittata with green salad and bread, followed by the St. Clement's pancakes. Frittata is simple. Cold cooked potatoes sliced with peas, cherry tomatoes halved and chopped ham or bacon for the carnivores and sliced mushrooms for the veggies, all cooked in a frying pan with 3 large beaten eggs and the top sprinkled with a little cheese. And of course, if you butter an oven-proof dish, you can cook the frittata in a medium oven for 20 to 25 minutes while you whip up the banana mix and the chocolate sauce. That's all for this month. But remember, if there's a recipe or catering tip you'd like to hear, please let Helen know. Bye-bye.